And here is the Writer's Almanac from Monday. It's the 27th of December, 2010. It's the birthday of Sarah Vowell, born in Muskogee, Oklahoma, 1969, author of The Partly Cloudy Patriot, Assassination Vacation, The Wordy Shipmates. Sarah Vowell, who said, "Being a nerd, which is to say going too far and caring too much about a subject, is the best way to make friends I know." It's the birthday of Wilfred Sheed, born in London, 1930, author of several satirical novels about the business of journalism, including The Hack, about a miserable man who writes uplifting poems and stories for a Catholic magazine, and Max Jameson, about a theater critic who can't help criticizing everything in his own life. Also written several memoirs, including My Life as a Fan, about his love of baseball. And it's the birthday of the novelist and poet Chris Abani, born in Afikpo, Nigeria, 1966, author of Graceland, Becoming Abigail, The Virgin of Flames. He was raised in Nigeria, the son of a white secretary from England, a black West African who went to grad school at Oxford. He grew up a devout Catholic, reading comic books and the poetry of William Butler Yeats. At 16, wrote his first novel, a political thriller called Master of the Board, in which Nazis stage a coup and take over the Nigerian government. It was published when he was 17. It brought him some literary awards, but also a lot of trouble, including a prison sentence. Shortly after the book came out, there was an actual military coup attempt in Nigeria. It failed, but the dictator who remained in power decided that the events of the attempted coup resembled too closely the plot of Chris Abani's political thriller, so he threw Abani in jail, spent 6 months there. He got out, wrote another political novel, was sent back to jail for a year, then went to college, formed a guerrilla theater group, writing, performing sketches about government corruption, went back to jail for treason, was sentenced to death, tortured. His friends raised enough money to bribe the guards to get him out, and he fled to England. Then moved to Los Angeles in 1999, wrote a book about Los Angeles, The Virgin of Flames. He currently teaches creative writing at the University of California at Riverside, and this past year published 3 books of poetry. Here's a poem for today by Dick Allen, "Those Who Are Surpassed." "Their eyes are always bigger than their stomachs," my father said. "That's how you can tell them. Big eyes, little thin stomachs. At the table of life, they always heap too much and never finish." Not him. His plate was always cleared. He always kept just a little room left over for dessert. Bavarian cream pies, deep, dark chocolate cakes, syrup floating up the edges of bread puddings, and smacked his lips and seemed content, while those around him groaned and nibbled with embarrassment the rich concoctions he'd planned for, with calculating visions and a loosened belt. "You see, the secret's in the appetite," he said, "to know what's possible and what's impractical. One taste at a time," he said. "One delicious bite and savor it, and then the next." Who lived to 90, gained tremendous girth, and died without a speck of usual regret. His several books, his articles, his meals completed in a lonely condominium in Idaho, the dishes washed, and he asleep within his great armchair. "Those Who Are Surpassed," a poem by Dick Allen from The Day Before, new poems published by Saraband Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets, details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.